Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four U.S. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings, UFCCM Laity. Welcome to our broadcast for the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach. Broadcast designed to reach out to you, UFCCM Laity, and fulfill the goal of the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training, which is in keeping with Ephesians 4:11 through 13, to prepare the laity for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually. We're so happy you've joined us today for another opportunity to learn from God's Word. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you right now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy that has enabled us to gather together one more time through the ages of modern technology. Lord, we ask you to bless us today. Open up our understanding so that we may leave with knowledge and wisdom that we may apply in our everyday walk with thee. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, last month we focused on dealing with difficult people, part one, Jesus' methods of dealing with difficult people. And to recap, we learned that one of the most difficult skills needed to succeed in life and ministry is knowing how to handle difficult people. Because if we learn how to handle these folks early on, we will be able to pour more energy into our work as UFCCM laity in our respective offices of service and doing God's work rather than spending time in needless conflict and confusion. We also learned that troublemakers and difficult people comes in all shapes. Last time I introduced you to several types of difficult people, and guess what? I found even more. We talked about the Sherman tank who will run you over if you let him or her, the megaphone who talks too loud and too much, the bubble buster who deflates everyone's enthusiasm, the volcano grenade who has a temper like Mount St. Helens, the nitpicker, who is an unpleasant perfectionist, the sniper or the snake or the backbiter, who is a silent backstabber, the know-it-all, who is arrogant and has an opinion on everything, and when they are wrong, they get defensive, the yes people. These folks agree to any commitment, yet rarely deliver on anything, the no people. These folks are quick to point out why something won't work. They're inflexible. The hornet or the fault finder, who is a constant complainer. The wolf or dictator, who seeks to control everyone and everything. They bully and intimidate. The weasel or twister, who twists and bends the truth. The chameleon, obliger, who acts innocent and appears to be nice and agreeable, but is the opposite. Now, we know from reading the scriptural account of Jesus' life and his work here on earth that he had to deal with difficult people, lots of them, scribes, Pharisees, unbelievers, and even those whom he blessed but were ungrateful. We learned four methods that Jesus modeled through his life. Realize you can't please everybody, refuse to play their game, never retaliate, and pray for them. For the scriptures that illustrate each of these methods and the discussion from last time, Listen to the May 14th archive broadcast at usccm.org. From the examples of how Jesus dealt with these people, we note that he never, ever in his interactions with them displayed an attitude of harsh superiority or dismissive pride. Rather, he showed authority under control. So today, let's look at some biblical strategies that we as UFCCM laity can use in dealing with difficult people. Since we have limited time for discussion, we're only going to be able to cover a few of these biblical teachings on this topic, but I encourage you to research and study the Word to find more and apply them to your life. The Bible teaches that God has given mankind the freedom to choose, and some people choose to cause trouble for other people. Life is full of people who may rub us the wrong way, whether it's within our family, our workplace, our community, and yes, sad to say, even our churches. Difficult people seem to know just how to stir up trouble, or as we say, push your buttons. Whatever they do to annoy or hurt us, our spirits may be dampened and flustered by their presence in our lives. As Christians, we ask ourselves, how do we cope with difficult people? Are we just supposed to force a smile and fake a laugh or a grin, while inside we are raging, cringing, or crying and just want to get away from these people as quickly as possible? In answer to this question, there are some things we must keep in mind. We must remember that we cannot deal with them on our own. We are not capable on our own of scraping together nearly enough love to cover the foibles and flaws of our fellow humans. We occasionally have trouble loving even those who are dearest to us. Often, our feeble, fleeing attempts at love fall flat, and our patience just runs dry. So we must realize the only true source of strength, compassion, and love for dealing with difficult people is God. We're so blessed that God, in his great love for us, and consistent with his grace, mercy, and favor, has given us in his word everything that we need to help us in life situations, including strategies and techniques for dealing with difficult people. To be effective, though, we have to read and study his word, pray and ask him to give us understanding, and then apply what we learn from the word to our lives, keeping in mind that our response to difficult people should model the examples provided by Jesus and should be in accordance with what God's word teaches us. So, what exactly does the Bible teach us about how to handle difficult people? It shows us the kind of mindset we need to deal with these people. We read in Philippians 2 and 3, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves." James 3, verses 17 and 18 lets us know that we must possess wisdom from above, and that that wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In other words, we need to possess a mindset of humility in order to properly deal with difficult people. We want others to be patient with our shortcomings, so we must be patient with theirs. When we strive to make peace, we are operating in humility. We must also show God's love to everyone, including difficult people. Secondly, the Bible shows us how to deal with situations or people that always cause problems. There's so many lessons in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 22 and 3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." And then Proverbs 17, 27 and 28 teaches us that he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Bottom line, whenever possible, we should try to avoid confrontations. It's okay to ignore difficult people, Proverbs 12 and 16 teaches that fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. And sometimes we just need to walk away from an argument rather than continue to dwell on it. This doesn't mean that we walk away from everything. There are some things worth standing up for, but there are things that are just not worth our time and allowing them to spoil our own relationship with the Lord. So if necessary, walk away. You know, even Christ walked away from situations that were getting out of hand. Recall the account in Luke 4, verses 16 and 30, that after Jesus was tempted, he went to Nazareth and taught in the synagogue. And those in the synagogue became very angry with him and threw him out of the city and led him to the top of a hill overlooking Nazareth. And their intention was to throw him headlong down the hill. But in verse 30 of that chapter, it says he ignored them. He passed through the midst of them and went his way. If you have to be present, then say as little as possible, because the last thing we want to do is make things worse by our words, which may be in the heat of the moment and may provoke someone. So, number three, what does the Bible teach us about how to deal with someone who's always angry? Proverbs 15 and 1 tells us that a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25 tell us, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Also, saints, remember that silence is golden. Silence is golden. So we must think before we speak. Sometimes words may stumble out of our mouths before we have the time to censor them. And it can be easy to lash out in anger. But we have to remember that words, once they're out of our mouths, they are irreversible. And they carry incredible weight. They pack an incredible punch. So we must pray for wisdom to speak only those things that are encouraging, that are kind, that are considerate, that are lovely, that are good. We must also remember that we are accountable to God for our actions. We can't control what the other person does, but we can control how we respond. When someone is loud and angry, the stop model is an ideal way to deal with them because this model helps us to control how we react. It's called the stop model, S-T-O-P. S means you stop whatever you're doing. T, calm yourself and take three deep breaths, or more if you need them. O, observe how your body feels. And P, proceed with kindness and compassion. If you use the stop model, stop what you're doing, take deep breaths, observe how your body feels, and proceed with kindness and compassion, this helps us to ramp down our emotions. And using this technique, we will then be able to speak to the person in a soft tone. And when you answer someone who is argumentative and loud in a soft tone, usually it quiets things down. But when we answer in a loud tone or give back word for word in an argumentative way, the anger only escalates. Now, someone is known to always be angry. God tells us to stay away from him or her, or we will end up in trouble. Proverbs 22, verse 25, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Fourth, how do we deal with people who like to argue? Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5 teaches us, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own consent. You know, some people like to argue everything and have the attitude that their opinion is right, regardless of what anybody else says. With people like this, it is best not to continue to engage in the discussion. Also, as verse 5 tells us, some people like to make themselves look superior by making detrimental comments about someone else. Have you ever known or experienced someone who tries to make themselves feel good by making others feel bad? With these people, a polite answer that shows their error is appropriate. Keep in mind, though, this is very important, that sometimes a person's argument may not be with us. Sometimes people take out their frustration and anger on us when we really are not the problem. We may represent something that they do not like. So we must try not to take the argument and conflict personally. I remember when I was teaching at the college level, I taught freshman geography, and one of the students came up to me at the end of the class and said, "Miss Tindall, I don't like geography, and I don't like you." Later, that student became very friendly and very nice, but his reaction was, "Because I don't like geography, you represent that, I don't like you." And this happens in life. So we must remember that not to take the argument and the conflict personally, but to understand that that person is coming from a place of anger for reasons that may have nothing to do with us. So we should pray for that person and show them love. So what is the key to living in peace with difficult people? There are so many strategies and techniques the Bible teaches us in how we can live peaceably and how we can interact peaceably and deal peaceably with difficult people. Psalm 119, verse 165 tells us, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And then we go over to Proverbs 16 and 7. "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." And Romans 12 and 18, familiar passage, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." And Hebrews 12 and 14, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." These are teachings from God's word that if we read them and we ask God to help us to exemplify these teachings and model these behaviors, we will be able to deal with difficult people. Following God's law is the key to peace and peaceful relationships. God wants us to strive for peace, and when we live by his word and his ways, we have the key and we learn the way to peace. Regardless of how other people treat us, we are to try to have peaceful relationships with them. It is not about how people treat us. That's not what matters. What matters is how we treat them. God wants us to be peacemakers. And by striving toward peace and not conflict, we can, with God's help, we can handle and deal with difficult people. You know, even difficult people like to be treated well. And that's why when we treat them with respect and treat them the way we would want to be treated, it helps to make peace. Dealing with difficult people is unavoidable. When we deal with difficult people, it is so easy to respond in the flesh. But, you know, that just brings out the worst in us. How wonderful it would be to allow our dealing with difficult people to bring out the fruit of the Spirit in us. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. So that with and by God's grace, we're able to deal with difficult people in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and most of all, deal with them with self-control. I have something that I would like to send those who are interested. It is a paper that talks about how to deal with conflict, and it illustrates some of these types of difficult people that I've mentioned already and tells you a little bit about their characteristics and how to deal with them. If you're interested in having a copy of this, please send me an email at margola1@verizon.net. That's margola1@verizon.net. And I will be happy to email this to you. I think it would be helpful to you to give you some more in-depth information and strategies and techniques and also scriptures that will help you. We will now open up for comments or questions or observations or whatever you would like to share. That we have a number of listeners online today, and we're so happy that you've tuned in to this broadcast. And I understand that none of our listeners have any questions or comments to make, which is fine, because this broadcast is really about reaching out to us to provide us with ideas and information from God's Word to provide strategies and techniques that we can use to live day by day, because we know that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And it is going to take the Word of God and the inspiration from God to get us through each and every day of this life. One of the things I mentioned at the last broadcast is that we attempt to share information with you. And it is really more one-sided information, but our ultimate goal for the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training is to be able to come out to the various churches, to meet with laity, to gather together in unity, to share. In our workshops, we have the opportunity for you to explore in greater depth what these topics are and how to use them in your daily walk. So we're just hoping that as we continue these broadcasts on a monthly basis, that our UFCCM affiliates out there will be inspired to contact us to talk about ways in which we can assist you in training your laity, in training and sharing information, practical strategies and techniques for how to live this Christian life as we go from day to day. We know that we're living in dangerous times, and all we have to rely on is God's word and his inspiration that he plants within each of us to teach us and to show us how to live and how to walk day by day. We're not perfect. We're striving for perfection. But the word lets us know that we need to study the word of God to show ourselves approved. And so, again, we want to thank you for tuning in today. Also, I want to give special thanks and kudos to Bishop Haywood, who is the in charge of the UFCCM Ministry of Communication. And he does an excellent job in helping to facilitate these broadcasts and make this information available to each and every one of you. The other thing that I would point out is that these broadcasts are archived on the UFCCM website. So if you know someone that can benefit from some of the information or the topics that we have been discussing these past few months, please direct them to the UFCCM.org website, Ministry of Laity Training. And I think when they click on that, the UFCCM radio logo will come up, and they will be able to listen to the broadcast and glean and gather the information that has been provided. In closing, again, we want to thank our listeners. We want to thank our prelate for his support over the years in the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training, which I shared with you early on, was his vision for reaching out to the laity to let us know that as laity, we have an important role as we support the clergy, as we support our leaders in building up the work and building up the ministry. That scripture in Ephesians that I quote every month, Ephesians 4:11-13, is so critical, and it is our watchword for the Ministry of Laity Training, because we want to be prepared for works of service. And our ultimate goal, as pointed out in Ephesians, is that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually. And when we're built up and matured, we're strong, and we're able to withstand the wiles of the devil and the things that come at us in this life. So we ask you to keep those things in mind, and we pray blessings upon each and every one of you. And I encourage you again to reach out. Again, my email address is margola1@verizon.net. I'll spell that. It's margola1@verizon.net. And you may feel free to email me. I'll be happy to send you out the materials that I mentioned on how to deal with conflict, because it talks about how to deal with the wolf and the snake and the hornet and some of these other types of difficult people that I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. And I think you will want this because it will be very helpful for you as we navigate through life and dealing with these people in various situations, both in our homes, on our jobs, and, as I pointed out, sad to say, in our churches. So I ask you to take advantage of this opportunity, and I will be happy to share this information with you. And any other questions you may have, you may feel free to contact me by email, and I'll be so pleased to hear from you and happy to engage with you. Tell others about the broadcast. Tell others about the archived broadcast so that they, too, may benefit. You know, if we find something good, if we knew the cure for cancer, we'd want to tell everybody. It would be a terrible person that had the cure and didn't share it. So when we have access to the Word of God and teachings, we need to share it with everybody that we can to let them know that there is a word from the Lord and that there is something out there that can benefit you in your walk with Christ. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The Laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.